We reached out to our good friend Ranger Abby, and Abby's been really busy, so she sent her good friend Caroline Vermulm from Tennessee. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Well, not from Tennessee anymore.
No.
Used to be.
Yes. I've been here for about a year and a half.
You've been in Yankton for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up in Tennessee?
I did.
Okay.
Just south of Nashville.
You must like country music then.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, I feel the same way. How are you liking Yankton? It's a year and a half old, but how are you liking it?
Yeah, it's great. The community is wonderful. I'd never lived in a place where like I've gotten so integrated in the things that are happening in the community. It's great being in a small town.
Good. What are you integrated in? What are you active with outside of working with the National Park Service?
The library is wonderful. The Yankton Community Library. They do so many fun programs and book clubs and reading. So that's what I've been really loving.
You're a reader, huh? What are you reading these days?
Let's see. I just finished one of the books for the Books and Brews book club with the library, The God of the Woods. It was pretty good. It's a nice mystery.
Yeah, we like the folks down there, Dana and Jeremy and all those good people. So nice. And nice to meet you. What's your official title with the Park Service?
So I am a community volunteer ambassador. So I'm technically an intern.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you're not at the library or not at the National Park Service, where else in Yankton might we find you?
Probably hammocking by Lake Yankton and reading as well.
Well, I ran across this from Missouri National Recreational River on a post, and I thought, this is worth talking about. Mm-hmm. Paddle with a Purpose. Tell me what you know about this. It's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, so Paddle with a Purpose is a volunteer event that I have been planning and coordinating at the park. So it's a volunteer event. So it's a guided river float on kayaks and a litter cleanup. So it's a combined event for us to go out and explore and paddle on the river, but also take some time to pick up trash, take care of it, and keep the Missouri River clean.
Brilliant. I mean, you can have fun and do something good. The river, though, you got to treat the river with respect, don't you? Especially if you're going to stop and pick up trash. I would imagine safety is at the top of the list here.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. So we do our due diligence whenever we're registering volunteers for this event. So we make sure that folks are experienced paddlers and are above the age of 16. Just because it is kind of a strenuous event, we're paddling 4 river miles from the dam down to Riverside, taking time to pick up trash. So it's not a super easy activity to do, but it's really meaningful and worthwhile and really fun.
Now, there's something like this in the spring, I believe, a river cleanup. So nice to do it in the fall here, too, because I know a lot of people enjoy the river in the summertime. What do you expect to find on the cleanup?
So we did do a Paddle with a Purpose early on in June. And there we found a lot of, it was just after Memorial Day, so there's a lot of people out on the river already. We found a lot of food wrappers, cigarette butts, small micro trash like that. We didn't find anything really huge like tires, but it's really important for us to be out there kind of picking up this small trash that can really easily end up in the water. And it's really important for us to be keeping that area clean.
You know, it'd be cool if you found something that somebody was missing and were able to get it back to the owner. Maybe something like that could happen too. I don't know.
Yeah, sure could. We'll be cleaning up before we get on the water. We'll be cleaning up at Lake Yankton. So there's a lot of people that recreate over there. We might find, you know, loose pair of flip-flops or something. I doubt we'll be able to get that back to folks, but you never know.
Back in June when you did this, how many people showed up for it?
We had 8 people join us.
And what are you hoping for this weekend?
So we cap the number of volunteers at 10 just because we provide all the kayaks and all the equipment. And so we have a limited number of kayaks. So we cap it at 10. So it's manageable for us to kind of lead the group and keep everybody within sights, make sure everybody's safe out on the river.
And do you recommend that people have some experience on the water that want to take part in this?
Yes, absolutely. It's a jam-packed event from shuttling to Lake Yankton to picking up trash to getting on the water, so there's not a ton of time for instruction. So it's really important that folks that are volunteering with us are experienced paddlers.
Do they need to sign up? Can they just show up? How do you want this to happen?
So people definitely need to sign up with us. They can call our office. Our phone number is 605-665-0209, extension 21. So they call us to speak with a ranger and get briefed on the event and get registered.
And then what's the time frame on this as well?
So we're starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning and finishing up around noon.
Okay. I think the weather looks pretty good for it right now. You've probably been watching that.
I've been watching it very closely. It'll be hopefully some good weather, nice and sunny and warm, unlike last weekend.
As long as you're here, anything else you want to pass along from the group about things coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is just one of 2 volunteer events that we're having this month. 2 weeks from Saturday, we're having another volunteer event on Green Island. We're doing an invasive plant removal where we're going and taking volunteers out on a motorboat to cut down invasive eastern red cedar to help the native plants on Green Island really thrive. So we'll be kind of doing the same process for registering. So if folks are interested in that, definitely give us a call.
I think you folks do a lot of things, a lot of great things, and maybe people don't know about them. We're happy to tell people, so please let us know, and we'll do our best to pass it along. Appreciate what you do for the area.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And say hi to Abby from us.
Absolutely will.
All right, Caroline Vermolm with the National Park Service and Missouri National Recreational River. Paddle with a Purpose coming up on Saturday. Why don't you say that phone number one more time? It's a 605 area code, but nice and slow so people can hear and hopefully respond.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 605-665-0209, extension 21.
All right. Ask for Caroline. Thank you. Nice to meet you, and hope to have you back again someday.
Thank you.